Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Three more of the 10 inmates who escaped from jail in New Orleans a week and a half ago have been captured. WWL-TV's Lily Cummings.
That leaves two inmates on the run, Antoine Massey and Derek Groves. They are considered the ringleaders of this historic jailbreak.
The inmates ripped a toilet from the wall of a cell and got out through the hole created behind it. Police in Liverpool, England, ruling out terrorism after a driver plowed a minivan into a victory parade honoring the team that won the country's Premier League soccer championship. Dozens were injured. Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
The whole country stands with Liverpool.
Billie Eilish, the big winner at last night's American Music Awards on CBS. She won all seven prizes she was nominated for and accepted via video.
I am just so lucky to get to do what I do and to do it with you. I love you all so much. Thank you, guys.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices in Wisconsin rose slightly over the last week, landing at an average of $3.02 today. This is 4.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices across the state range from $2.59 to $3.49 per gallon, a difference of 90 cents. Prices didn't fall as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, but officials at GasBuddy say it was still one of the most affordable since 2021. They expect to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as we head into summer. Refinery maintenance is wrapping up, but several factors could still affect prices, such as the growing uncertainty around the upcoming hurricane season. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.84 to $3.01 per gallon. It took 10 days, but many Cellcom customers are finally seeing a return of voice and text services following what the company is calling a cyber incident. Lisa Hale reports.
The outage started Wednesday, May 14th. On Sunday, Cellcom announced that customers are starting to see a return to service, although that restoration would not be all at once, and some disruptions could still occur.
We're getting closer to the beginning of the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. The market will open for its seventh season, coordinating with the Wood County Health Department, on June 12th. The outdoor market is located on First Avenue from West Grand to Goggin Street, open every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Shoppers will find a variety of locally grown produce, handmade goods, food vendors, and crafters. The market token program allows customers to use food share, credit, and debit cards at participating vendors. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market will run from June 12th through October 11th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game two of the three-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive.
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 67 for a high today with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers 64 by Thursday. A little more sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
And good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you here up north on this Tuesday morning, May 27th. Hope everybody had a really nice holiday weekend. Greg Bach is in Radio Park. Parker Olson is in Madison. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here as well. Coming up in just a bit, author Laura Bird will be joining us, and we'll talk about summer reads. What are going to be the hot new books this summer that you might want to consider picking up? What's the best way to go about picking up those books? And what's the best way to go about learning what's coming up next in the world of literature and book publishing? So we'll look forward to talking to Laura coming up at about 7:30 for that. Very busy day on the comment section today, and so I want to hit the I'm going to go a bit out of order here because I want to hit some safety matters first. Robin Tigerton says there were a lot of UTVs, ATVs, and Jeeps out and about, also a lot of campers. And from Cassandra, in talking about the last segment where there was, you know, jet ski fatalities, drownings, driving fatalities, Cassandra writes, yes, please wear your helmets. Get off the phone while driving. Don't be crazy. I've been getting help texts all week because we're so busy in the ICU, which, again, we see that in summertime anyway, but you can do your part to reduce that and to be safe and to be careful out there, especially when the weather is as glorious as it was over the weekend here. Not so much today and tomorrow, Brittany, but then it appears to be a really big warm-up coming up later on, but we got to get through these first couple of not-so-great days first.
Yes, we sure do. I think this weekend was absolutely perfect, crisp, beautiful. I mean, we did have the 10th coolest Memorial Day weekend, 3-day stretch that we've had. So, I mean, it was crisp out there. We usually see a lot of rain showers too, but it was nice to see those dry conditions. And now we've got the system lifting from the south. It's actually headed off to the northeast, but it is still going to swing some chances of showers our way. So we've already got the cloud cover from it. We're going to stay mostly cloudy today, even through tomorrow as well. Some light sprinkles are possible this afternoon, and then some spotty showers, especially far northwest this afternoon and evening. And then those spotty shower chances continue through the day tomorrow too. Very light, on and off, maybe a quarter of an inch from La Crosse to Milwaukee and south. Further up north, you have less chances of that. But high temperatures today in those upper 60s to scraping the low 70s. That's today and tomorrow. And then we're going to be hitting into the 80-degree temperatures as soon as Friday. We kind of cool off for the weekend, but we go right back to those 80s for next week as well. So summer weather is right around the corner. We've just got 2 days to cool off still.
Okay. And some more precautions. This one from Alicia. I burned half my face on Sunday just hanging out with friends. Just half the face. So, you know, sometimes take your friend and reposition. And Cassandra, I was very dumb. I let myself get burned twice. I'm very Irish, she says here. So it was very pleasant weather. But yeah, the sunglasses, the sunscreen, all of that needs to be part of your to-do list for any given big sunny day. From Rob, good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy and 49 degrees. It was a very beautiful weekend. I was mowing lawns, watering plants, and watering the plants that are hanging on the streetlight posts. There, that's what he meant to say. Said yesterday he had a cookout with his sister Lori and her family in Caroline. The food was good. I was stuffed and then took pictures of the sunset near Marion. I was down by the Tigerton ATV and UTV park for a walk where he mentioned earlier the seeing all the ATVs out there. He says about his colonoscopy a couple of weeks back, no cancer issue whatsoever. So thank you, Rob, for sharing that. Okay. Says, I hope you all had a super weekend, and I wish Dr. Kristen Lyerly would run for governor. She brings passion and excitement. I wish there was more like her. We were talking in our last hour about the potential candidates for governor if Governor Evers decides not to run for a third term. One more from Rob here. On the highways, slow down. I have seen people passing in the no passing zone along Highway 45 close to head-on collisions. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that really aggressive driving out there, and there's just no reason for it. And I can't even blame Illinois. You know, there's Wisconsin plates and Minnesota plates. Everybody's got to take it down a notch out there on the roads, please.
Seriously, slow down, take a breath, right? Oh, yep. Nothing's worth the rush.
No, and especially if we have, like you said, a little bit of precipitation, slick up the roads. It's also construction season. You may come upon an area that you weren't expecting, that's started with some road work. We've really made it sound like it's just wrap yourself in bubble wrap. Don't even leave the house today, kids. Look at Parker and Greg. They can just sit here. They got this great job. They are not, in harm's way at all. Well, except from the abuse from the host and all the people that write in. But, look at Parker just nods us at Parker. It's radio. You got to say amen to that, brother, or something like that.
I mean, yeah, that seems right.
I really want to hear Parker say amen to that, brother. Please say that. Please
amen
say
to that, brother.
There it is.
There it is. Alicia says, on a side note, I look like the Batman villain Two-Face.
Go to a doctor.
It is the worst sunburn to have when it's just on one side of something,
When you sunburn your ears,
Too sensitive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or maybe this isn't for Brittany with her long hair, but the back of your neck, if you do everything, but then you forget the back of your neck and, suddenly that, now you've got itchy shirt collars for the rest of the week or whatever. So, all right, everybody. Stay safe out there. Use your sunscreen. Slow down on the roads.
Happy summer.
Yep. Welcome to Nanny State Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thank you, Brittany. Have a very good day.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you in our next hour. And again, author Laura Bird is coming up in a bit, and we'll talk about summer reads. I wanted to share a couple of things here about what a big day it's going to be on June 14th for a couple of different reasons, however. There is, of course, it's Flag Day. It's also the birthday of the U.S. Army. And, it's also Donald Trump's birthday. And so he wants a military parade. And during the first term of Donald Trump, the Pentagon opposed that, said, we don't want to mix politics and the armed forces. But as reported by the New York Times, in Mr. Trump's second term, that guardrail has vanished. There will be a parade this year. And right now, the current plan calls for 28 Abrams tanks at 70 tons each. Make sure what's going to happen to the roads in Washington, D.C. 28 Stryker armored personnel carriers, more than 100 other vehicles, a World War II era B-25 bomber, 6,700 soldiers, 50 helicopters, 34 horses, 2 mules, and a dog. Again, from the New York Times. The Army estimates the cost to be up to $45 million, but could be higher because the Army has promised to fix any city streets that the parade damages, plus the cost of cleanup and police are not yet part of the estimate. Again, $45 million as we're cutting things like, school lunches and health care and things like that. Well, so on June 14th, there will also be some protests. Among the protests that are being organized come upon a theme. The theme is called No More Kings. And it obviously is not that tongue-in-cheek anymore, given the way that Donald Trump talks and, you know, acts in terms of, you know, his dictatorial style. Well, there will be these local protests all around the country, and that's going to include here in Wisconsin at some communities. And what caught my eye was an article in the Lakeland Times out of Minocqua that spelled out the recent happenings of an Eagle River City Council meeting and a rather contentious discussion involving the First Amendment. The article in the Lakeland Times was written by Fred Williston, and it was all about the organizers of a No Kings rally, and they weren't looking for a permit to protest. They don't need that. It, you know, the First Amendment's on their side. But local organizer Catherine Craffey and others made a request of the city to use an amplifier so that they could use, you know, a microphone during the event. And so the rally, Craffey said, is it's a protest linked with a national event under an organization named Indivisible, and the No Kings rally protest would go from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it will be a peaceful protest. But then came time for questions, and Alderman Jerry Burkett of Eagle Rivers immediately wanted to ask about whether the protest needed to be where they're planning it to be, Rotary Square. And he said, I have absolutely nothing against this event. I have everything against the location. Rotary Square was a lot of work with donations of time and money from a lot of people. Rotary Square was designed for people to rest and relax while other members of the family are shopping our streets and buying goods. It's got a public bathroom, nice picnic tables, well used by a lot of people. The right to free speech is appreciated, fought for. But I called a spokesperson for the Chamber of Commerce who said, please no protests here. If there's a protest there, there's a percentage of the people that are going to leave downtown Eagle River. I called the Eagle River Revitalization Program, another spokesperson who said, we absolutely understand the right to protest, but please not during June in Eagle River when the tourists are here. The problem, Burkett said, is that 50% of this nation is one way and 50% is the other way politically. And he said he didn't think the city council should risk having 50% of the people in downtown Eagle River on that date leave town or be disgusted with Eagle River. And that's where the discussion kicked off, of course, about, you know, protests and the right to protest and the location of the protest. And it was awfully reminiscent of the Republican convention in Milwaukee last year when there was such a push to move the protest zone away from, you know, people, which seems to be the whole point of the protest. And again, a respectful, peaceful one, not one that is going to disrupt business, because as the local organizers noted, they're customers too. And that, frankly, they pointed out that during a past event of theirs, it brought traffic into downtown Eagle River and into their shops and things like that. So is it really about the concerns of the business, or is it about the concerns of what the people are saying? Now, we have no way of knowing, but if this were going to be a, you know, a pro-MAGA event, would we be hearing the same concerns from the same people about the impact on businesses and traffic? Or would it be, just be, well, it's, there's a big military parade going on that day. It's the president's birthday. So let's all wave the flag and all take part in it. I mean, I know which way I feel the discussion would go. But again, as one of the organizers said, let me just say respectfully that the public park belongs to the public and not necessarily to the downtown businesses. So how did this all end after this very long discussion about the First Amendment? Was that the organizers said, look, if this is how you feel, we'll pull back on the request for an amplification device, but we're still showing up. You know, some people won't hear because there won't be a loudspeaker there, but it's still going to happen. So no city council action was needed up in Eagle River, but the entire discussion itself was a very interesting reminder that the First Amendment is for everybody and that it is not the role of local government officials to push peaceful protest away simply because it's inconvenient. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we are welcoming into the studio our good friend, resource specialist with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin, Kim Inda. Hey, Kim.
Hello.
Hey, it's been a while.
It has been.
Well, as we were joking in our pregame, Kim usually joins us at least once a year, so this is our time with Kim that we get to hang out and stuff, and always appreciate you joining us, Kim, and a big thank you to you and the team at the ADRCCW. We greatly appreciate all the work that you guys are doing in our community, and I hope you guys, hope things are going well over there.
They are going very well. Good. We're always staying busy, so that's
very
good.
Very cool. Good. Let's dive right in. We've got some events to talk about.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention, starting now that we're in the middle of Memorial Day, coming real quick, and summer events, we have a Seniors Farmers Market Voucher Program that we help and coordinate with our local seniors. You need to be 60 years and older or 55 and a Native American. What the vouchers are that is really neat is you can take them to any farmers market within the state of Wisconsin, and any vendor that accepts the vouchers can get local fruits and vegetables. It has to be the raw product, so the local fruits and vegetables, but it goes from now until October, so you can get the good beans and peas and all that that starts right away, or you can save it for the fall, the apples that and pumpkins, all of that squashes. So it's really a great program. It's $25 that you can receive. And again, it helps towards that food bill and defraying the cost of that to get some good nutrition.
Everybody can relate
relate to that and how every penny can help with it. In the time that you guys have been doing this, Kim, I've talked to a number of our listeners and even guests about this, and they rave about this. They are so thankful for it. Is that the response you've been seeing too?
Absolutely. And it gets really busy, like we were talking at the beginning, in our office right now to process those requests as they come in, which we're grateful for, so that we can get them out to our consumers so that they can then get the good fruits and vegetables.
And this is a bit similar to when I talk about Meals on Wheels, but there is so much more than just nutrition and helping with those food costs involved with this, because it gives something to do. It gives an activity. It gives something to look forward to and some of that. And I hear about that just as much as I do how much they appreciate having the help with the food bill and some of that.
Absolutely, because there's so much more that's going on in the farmer's market than just getting that apple, banana, whatever, not banana so much around here, but, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. The socializing, the fellowship, some of that, maybe making new friendships and some of those things.
Yes.
There's so many positives to that program. It's been a real blessing ever since we've had it. It's a really cool one. If people want to find out more, we'll wrap up with getting Kim's information and letting you know where you can find that, everyone. Yeah. Volunteering at the ADRC CW. We have been talking about this for almost a decade. Volunteering and how important it is. Every year it becomes more and more important and more vital. Everybody has seen where there are cuts to just about every single government-run program out there. Our nonprofits are getting hit really hard by these things. So I feel pretty confident saying now more than ever, we could really use all hands on deck when it comes to just volunteering in our community. And the ADRC has a lot of unique opportunities to do that that really work with your schedule.
Absolutely. The one I think that I've talked about the most when I've come on this cast is volunteering for the meal sites. And there's so much variety within that, from packaging the meals, delivering the meals, to helping with the paperwork in the background. So that's just one spot. We also do community education throughout our area as well on different things like fall prevention, balance, that sort of thing that's important that we couldn't do without our volunteers helping run the classes, coordinate it, and even simple things like having office help and putting all the paperwork together for us that can make it easier for us to go out, or so that our staff can then do the things that are staff required, so to speak, versus something as simple that volunteers possibly could do.
I talk about this with the family center a lot when I first started doing being really more involved with the work over there and doing things over there, where I was doing things that were, you know, stuff that I would do around my parents' house in many ways. And I didn't think I was really helping much. I didn't think what I was doing was really that much. But it is one less thing that the staff has to worry about so they can focus on the task at hand and what is really important and vital for our community.
Absolutely. And it's all important, from that simple folder that I take out every day when I meet with families, to having that put together and being able to utilize it, because we do all the time, to have somebody to do that. It's a simple task, people think, but it's that rewarding. And for the person who likes that organization and filing, it works out great.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And we know you're out there. We know there are those of you out there. So when it comes to that or many of the other opportunities to be able to volunteer with the ADRC, once again, we will tell you how you can reach out to them before we wrap up today. But start making plans, everybody, because we could use you, and we appreciate those of you that have and will continue to volunteer with the ADRC CW.
And the nice part about it too, James, is just can be an hour, it can be a couple hours, it can be a half a day, just depending upon how much time you have. It can be one day a week, it can be every day of the week. And there's so many benefits to volunteering. So.
Yeah, you guys really go above and beyond when it comes to working with the community and like what works with their schedule. And it could not be easier for people to be able to be a part of this. Yeah. And there is no words or phrase I can use to really give you an idea of what it's like when you do volunteer. The feeling you get, it's indescribable. I cannot encourage you enough to do so. Kim, it looks like the Marshfield office has moved. I wanted to touch on that.
That was a big undertaking this spring that we took on, and we are moving, or have moved, I should say, to the community center in Marshfield. The address is 211 East 2nd Street in Marshfield, and so our hours have reduced a little bit in Marshfield as a result of that. So just again, I encourage you, and we'll give my information at the end, to call prior to just walking in our office in Marshfield in particular, because sometimes our staff isn't as available to see people, yet we want to see the people. So it's a matter of just setting up a time or doing a little bit more pre-planning than before. But it's a great space. We're located with other senior departments over there, so it's going to be great.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Production Agriculture continuing to be skeptical about the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That commission report released last Thursday. Production Agriculture says they're not buying it. What did the Secretary of Health and Human Services have to say about that? Stand by for his comments.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Robert Kennedy Jr. testified before a Senate committee hearing last week talking about his proposed commission report and what it could do to production agriculture. As he was cross-examined by Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith from Mississippi, Kennedy continued to say nothing in that commission report should cause production agriculture concerns.
You know, there's nobody that has a greater commitment to the American farmer than we do. The MAHA movement collapses if we can't partner with the American farmer in producing a safe, robust, and abundant food supply. And we understand that. I said during my campaign when I was running for president, and I have said repeatedly throughout this process, we cannot take any step that will put a single farmer in this country out of business.
Robert Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, the group that released the Make America Healthy Again Commission report last Thursday, particularly critical of farm chemical use. Under cross-examination, he said the assumptions the Senate committee were making were totally inaccurate. Markets are next.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
In overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning, July corn's down a penny, December new crop down 2.25 at 448.5. July soybeans are up 4, November new crop right now up 3.5, 1054. July wheat's down 6 at 536.5. The June class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6 at 1940. July 18 cents stronger at 1983 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 67 for a high today with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Scattered showers tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers 64 by Thursday. A little more sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 48.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if me swallowing
blowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Normally, we will have Dan Schaefer on 8:30 on Tuesdays and Melissa Baldoff 8:30 on Wednesdays. We switched them around because of vacations and other things, and so Melissa Baldoff is kind enough to be here an hour from now. We'll talk a little politics and climate and the environment, and then Dan Schaefer will join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 here across the Civic Media Radio Network. But right now, coming up on 7:36, we're going to talk to author Laura Ann Bird because summer is coming. So are a bunch of new releases, perfectly timed for reading on the beach, kicking back in your porch swing with a cold one, whatever beverage you read best with. Laura Ann, hello, how are you?
Hello, Pat. Happy unofficial start to summer, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like Memorial Day kind of kicks us off, and here we are.
I know, it does. I have a newer hammock that I spent all of like 30 seconds in before I felt guilty about some other house chores, but at least I spent a little bit of time in there with a book. I'll talk about that one a little bit later on. But other people will spend more time in a hammock, more time on a porch swing, doing some reading, and so for a lot of folks, they're looking forward to some of the new releases that are coming out. And we'll talk about those in just a minute. But I wanted to find out from your standpoint, how you find out about these things. How do you know what's coming down? How can you be the first on your block to read something and tell your book club all about it?
Right. That's a great question. And I get asked that a lot. Well, Laura, how do you know about what books are coming out? And I have a few great tips and resources for your listeners, and they're all free, which is great. So if you're a public library user, you go to your public library, and I think every single library carries a copy of Book Page magazine. And I'm holding up the May copy right now. It comes out every month. It's free. It's usually by the reference desk, but ask your librarian where it is. And it's all the new releases for that month. And it's got great reviews and author interviews. I read this religiously every month, Book Page. If you don't live close to a library, you can go to their website, bookpage.com, and access that same information. Also at my library, at Madison Public Library, they do a great job every quarter printing these flyers called Beyond Bestsellers. And they do one for fiction, one for nonfiction. It's just like this little thing, and it's got like all the titles that they're going to be stocking on their shelves, with like a 1 to 2 sentence description of each one. So I love these. I think each library might kind of have a different publication, so ask your librarian what's available to you. But if you are a bookstore person, as I know some people are, as always, I suggest going to your local independent shop. Go there first. All the independent bookshops will have every month a copy of Indie Next. And it's this wonderful trifold publication. Again, it's free, and it's got a list of all the hot titles as recommended by indie booksellers. If you don't live close to your, if you don't have a bookstore close to you, you can go to indiebound.org. And again, you can access that very same information right there online. But that's going to really keep you in the know about what books are coming out, what are the hot titles, what's the buzz, right? Also, I suggest if you do have an independent bookshop that you love, subscribe to their e-newsletter. I get a few e-newsletters every month. Depends on the bookstore. Some come out 1 a week, information putting on their shelves. So that's pretty exciting.
Okay. So now that turns us to what exactly either you'll be reading or other people will be reading. And a lot of these, I think you note, are coming out in June. So you just got a little quick synopsis on them, but help mm-hmm. people determine if these are things that they yeah. might want to add to their summer reading list.
Right. So I have 7 recommendations across a bunch of different genres. So based on whatever you love to read, I've got a recommendation for you. And of course, I don't actually have the books in hand yet because they are not out, but I have great little photocopies of the front covers. So we're going to start with literary fiction. That's my favorite genre, Pat. So Among Friends is a new book by Hal Ebbett, and he's a debut novelist. And this book is getting so much buzz. Early reviews are saying that he writes with hypnotic elegance and molten precision. So this is going to be a good one. This is about 2 families that have been incredibly close through the years. The husbands, the wives, their teenage daughters. They've spent all this time together, and they're gathered at a New York country house to celebrate the 52nd birthday of the host. And something is off this weekend. There's this curdling of envy and resentment, and it erupts into something terrible and really drives a wedge between these people that have loved each other so much. But it's supposed to be getting great reviews.
Okay.
So the next one I want to talk about, if you like speculative fiction, think sci-fi, The Unmapping by Denise S. Robbins. And this is exciting because she's actually a Wisconsin author, but this book is getting great buzz. It's an exploration of a city's descent into chaos and confusion. So it starts at 4 a.m. in New York City, and it's a silent disaster. There's no flash of light. There's no crumbling. There's no earthquake. But each person in New York wakes up on an unfamiliar block after the buildings have all switched locations overnight. The power grid is snapped. Thousands of people are missing, and the Empire State Building is now on Coney Island. And the next night, it happens all over again. So this is all about scientists rushing to find a solution, and can the New Yorkers cope? Lots of unanswered questions here, but Denise Robbins tackles themes of climate change and political unrest in her fantastic debut, The Unmapping.
I like that because even for some, I'm not a natural science fiction reader, but when you put it in something real like that, and the premise of these are very tangible things, but they're simply switching locations yep. mysteriously. I mean, not that intrigues me very much. So I'm glad to hear about that
yeah.
one. What do you have?
What
do you have in the romance category next?
Romance. This is the genre I read the least amount of, so I don't know what that says about me as a person. Perhaps I'm just cold-hearted. I don't know. No. But we have Finders Keepers by Sarah Adler, and this book looks so cute. So it's about a woman named Nina who's a professor, and she's about to move into this fabulous new apartment with her fabulous boyfriend. But then suddenly, she's single, unemployed, and living with her parents. Guess who also is home? Quentin, her childhood neighbor and childhood crush. He's back in town, and he wants to resume the treasure hunt that ended their friendship almost 2 decades ago. This treasure hunt, you're probably wondering about that. There's a rumor that this wealthy businessman in town left behind riches, and it's sort of like this game for people to track down these riches. So now Nina and Quentin are older and wiser. Can they find the treasure? But more important, can they pick up where they left off and maybe create a future together?
Okay.
Who knows?
All right. Let's attack some nonfiction.
Oh, I love nonfiction. This one I'm so excited about. It's called It's Only Drowning, a true story of learning to surf and the search for common ground. And this is by David Litt. So David Litt is a Yale-educated former speechwriter for President Obama, which I think is fabulous. And his existential dread blossoms as the crises in America pile up. But David notices that Matt, his brother-in-law, who's tattooed, he drives a truck, he loves Joe Rogan, his brother-in-law is super chill. So does Matt's favorite hobby, surfing, have something to do with this Zen vibe? So David decides to take up surfing himself, and he moves to the Jersey Shore and starts taking surfing lessons, even though he's terrified of sharks, and he wipes out over and over again. But he sets this goal of riding a big wave in Hawaii, and he and his brother-in-law, Matt, set out for this journey to the dangerous North Shore in Oahu. So his book, It's Only Drowning, is a laugh-out-loud love letter to surfing and unlikely friendships and embarking on adventures at any age.
Wow. We are talking to Laura Ann Bird about some of the new releases coming out for the summer. So we've covered those categories. What do we got left here? We got thrillers, mysteries. Let's do the thrillers next.
Yeah. Yeah. For the people who love to like have their mind messed around when they read books, these are hard for me because I get really messed up. But Lisa Jewell is a New York Times bestselling author. She's known for her thrillers. Her new thriller is coming out in June, Don't Let Him In. And it's described by early reviews as a jaw-dropping page-turner. So it's about a man named Nick who's got substance and good taste. And he's just what Nina needs in her life after her husband has died unexpectedly. But to Nina's adult daughter, Ash, Nick seems too slick, too polished, and too good to be true. So without telling her mom, Ash begins to dig into Nick's past, and what she finds is really unsettling. So the characters here are on a collision course with a shocking truth that is darker than anyone could have imagined. And the takeaway here is don't let him in.
Okay. Now we've moved on to mystery.
Mystery, Happy Wife by Meredith Lavender and Kendall Shores. So this is about a 28-year-old woman named Nora who's barely making ends meet. She's working at a country club in this super wealthy area of Florida. And then she meets a man named Will, who's an attorney. He's about 20 years older than her. And they begin this whirlwind romance and they get married, raising a ton of eyebrows, as you can imagine. But things get really crazy when Will vanishes the morning after a birthday party that Nora throws for him. So Happy Wife is a mystery that flips back and forth between Nora and Will's romance and the search for Will in the wake of his disappearance. So the authors here combine suspense and juicy social dynamics and a really unforgettable cast of characters.
All right. And one more takes us to the category, psychological suspense.
Psychological suspense. We go from a happy wife now to a happy marriage. So A.R. Torrey, the author here, poses the question, what holds a strong and loving marriage together? That's a great question. So this centers on Los Angeles homicide detective Dinah, and she's happily married to her psychiatrist husband, Joe. They seem compatible on the surface, but as it turns out, she's been keeping a secret from him and he's been keeping a secret from her. So a missing woman tied to Dinah's latest case is admitted to Joe's hospital, and the doctor-patient confidentiality lands Joe and Dinah's marriage on really shaky ground. So things get messy really fast here as all these carefully constructed lies on both sides begin to cave in with the potential to kill. So that's all I will tell you.
Wow. Okay. That is a very ambitious list. And whether you want to get one of them or all seven of them, you can get those requests in now at your local library. And thanks to you, some folks are going to get it sooner than they would have otherwise, because you'll be high up on the waiting list there. The other thing you can do is you can head over to bookshop.org. as well as Libro.fm. I think I've got those two put up on screen as well here. There we go, bookshop.org and Libro.fm, or your local independent bookseller. And would you would suggest pre-ordering as being helpful as well, right, Laura?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Oh, we had a little signal drop there by Laura. Tell you what, I'll tell you more about that, and then we'll talk to Laura when she pops back on here in just a bit. But again, bookshop.org is basically your Amazon alternative, if you will, to support independent bookstores. And Libro.fm, Libro.fm, is the equivalent of that for audiobooks. And you can go and support your local bookseller that way. And that's what I did through the bookshop.org. I don't know where my nearest local independent bookshop is. I went there and found out that there's a store in Menominee that I could patronize, and did that. And I'll talk to Laura about my latest purchase when we communicate next. Here on Mornings Across the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Pat Wrightlaw.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
And so many people that get into this and are doing caregiving, while we have so many great professionals that have gone to school for it, and we appreciate them so very much, the people that have done those, a lot of us are, and I say us as somebody doing this, that are kind of, it's almost overnight and just kind of like almost seamlessly that this happens. It isn't almost as if for just as an example, my parents and I sat down and like, well, Jimmy, you're going to be a caregiver now or something like that. It just kind of happened over as time went on and everything. And when that happens, you know, you don't necessarily get a playbook for something like this. So to new caregivers out there, are there some, you know, notes or some things you wanted to mention with that, Kim?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's important to just educate yourself. You know, is it a new disease? Is it a new thing that is going on with that person that's requiring the caregiver that is new for you so that you can learn about it? You may not be going to doctor's appointments yet with that loved one to learn about the disease or learn about the condition. So it's important to educate yourself on what that is going to look like because that will affect your role as a caregiver. It's also internally looking at what you can do on your own. You know, a lot of our caregivers are in that generation gap where they're still raising kids or still doing stuff with their kids as well as their parents. And so it's identifying how much time can I invest in this? It's obviously important to me, but what does it take for that commitment so that you can be a reliable caregiver for your loved one and be able to do what they need?
And, you know, one of the things that can help, especially with the chaos of everyday life and everything, is a little bit of organization, some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just organizing both, again, a schedule, if it needs to be that formalized at this point, so that the care receiver can identify when they're coming and know when you're going to be able to do this, because a lot of people get nervous if they're not sure, or if you say, well, I'll come next week and we'll take care of that. Well, what does that mean? And are you really going to come? And so it's building that relationship and that trust, because it is a different role. You're not just the son, the daughter, the neighbor anymore.
Yeah.
They're relying on you and depending on you to provide that care. So it's organizing it, getting a schedule, and then also looking at the more important things related to finances and medical. Again, if it's a family member being that caregiver, to get involved in a lot of that, because again, we as a society don't have a lot of those conversations ahead of time. We internalize a lot of it. We take it on ourselves. We may have one child that we talk to about it, but we don't share it among everybody. And not that you want to go tell everybody your whole story, but at least have those key players that can understand it, know it, so that when you do need the help, it's not a stressful thing that you're starting from scratch.
Yeah, well said. And Kim, I think one of the harder things for any caregiver, whatever their situation, to talk about is the future and getting into that. But that is something that is really key to get into, especially while we have our people with us.
Yeah, simple things like, again, I say simple things. They're not simple. It's conversations. Those conversations are hard. But, you know, setting up and pre-planning, talking about a funeral, depending upon what that life expectancy looks like, so that those wishes can be honored. What is important to me? Is it something where I always joked, I used to work at a nursing home, we would say, I want the corner room and I want champagne and strawberries every day. That was what we wanted. You know, we knew we were going to a nursing home. That's what we wanted. You know, obviously we were joking about that. But there is some truth to really understanding what's important to my loved one, to my family member, and do I know that? So that it can be a good relationship and a good journey.
I know for my family, one of the things that has helped us through hard times is comedy and finding the humor in the heaviness and stuff, and just where the little moments to laugh. I appreciate you doing that and bringing that up and using that as a great icebreaker, segue, whatever you want to say. That I don't think my family or maybe yours are alone in that. I think that's a great one. As human beings, this is just a great note of oftentimes these heavier topics to bring up sometimes. It can really ease it in. It can really, you know, help you get going on that topic. And I will say, I think for a lot of people, once you get over that initial kind of uncomfortableness, things start to roll. Things start to kind of go. Because more times than not, whether it's you or the person you are caring for, they've had these thoughts. It's not brand new to like, oh, I never thought of that. It's just they maybe haven't talked about it out loud or even talked about it with you.
Right. And also it's, again, looking at what is going to be important and starting to create that village or that community network of support, whether it be informal or formal caregivers, and what's most important to me. Oh, time and time again, I hear, I don't want to go into an assisted living. I don't want to go into a nursing home. And those are big things to put on a caregiver's shoulder, because it's very hard to establish that network, to be able to avoid that sometimes. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't. So it's important to establish what that village or what that community of support is going to look like, so that you can at least attempt to do the best that you can with honoring those wishes.
And a saying that I've been using a lot, and it really started, I've used it with a lot of different segments, but it really started talking when we were talking together with the ADRC about caregiving. For me, it's such a first instinct to do for the other and to help the other no matter what the scenario. But it took me being a caregiver to really learn, and talking with you guys at the ADRC to talk about this, talking about it out loud and realizing this is when you're on an airplane. and they tell you, you got to put your mask on first.
Right.
Because you may want to put it on the person next to you, really more than anything. All your human instincts say that, but you're going to pass out before you even get it on them.
Right.
So you got to take care of your own backyard. Yeah. You got to take care of yourself. And that is kind of where we're wrapping up as far as caregivers go, Kim.
Yeah, and it's just establishing and looking at, okay, as you get those initial needs set up, how do you take care of yourself in order to take care of that loved one? Because if you're sick yourself, if you're not in a good mental place, you're not going to be providing that best care that you can to your loved one. And so it's, again, asking for help. It is okay to ask for help.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A heads up, after people jammed in at the airports over the past few days, CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Phoenix Sky Harbor.
When we look at air travel, it is usually a good barometer for what the summer may hold. Thursday and Friday were two of the five busiest days at airport checkpoints ever. Nearly 6 million people screened just those 2 days alone.
Police in Philadelphia are looking for a motive and suspects in a deadly shooting at Fairmount Park last night. Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
As a result of that gunfire, we have 11 shooting victims. Of those 11, eight of them are adults. Two of those individuals, a male and a female, have been pronounced.
In the UK, German YouTuber Tom Kopke won the Gloucestershire cheese roll for the second year in a row. Byron Smith, victorious in the third race down one of England's steepest hills.
Oh, it feels great. I did this last year and I came second.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.